At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys.
During the season of Audi, drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $599 for 36 months with $4506 down.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 12/1/25.
Get your holiday shopping done right this Black Friday with Big Air Columbus. Now through Cyber Monday, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get two free, a free pair of holiday grip socks, and a 1.5 hour jump pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your Black Friday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Berenzi. All-star panel this evening. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron, as well as Earl Skakel throwing it down with us as we pick up the pieces. Of course, we go through football withdrawals, but we've got basketball to break down. We've got hockey to break down. We've got MMA to break down. We've got Pebble Beach to break down. But as far as the Super Bowl is concerned, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers celebrated their Super Bowl championship with a boat parade. And I'll tell you what, Tom Brady was the one that got boat raced. Tom Brady was blasted. Absolutely blasted. Tom Brady needed help. And I got to say, as a longtime Buffalo Bill fan and somebody who was terrorized by this son of a bitch for 19 years, why can't you do that in a regular season, Brady? Like, Brady looked like a dude that basically, I don't know, hasn't drank in 3 years. That's what he looked like. And I bet you he hasn't. Tom Brady, Tom Brady will celebrate when he wins, but he doesn't if he doesn't win. So I don't think Tom Brady probably hasn't drank in years. All right. Although, ironically enough, Tom Brady actually did win the beer chugging competition with the Michigan Wolverines. So, yeah, there's videos out there. Tom Brady's sauced, all right? He's sauced. Like, they're holding him up. And then I see the video, and I just retweeted it. You can check it out, at Sports Rage, my Twitter account, at Sports Rage. The dude threw the Vince Lombardi trophy to another boat. He's all wasted. He throws the Vince Lombardi trophy like it's a Nerf trophy, like it's a Nerf football. And I'm like, damn, number one, this guy's wasted. Number two, this guy's won so many damn Super Bowl trophies, he's just throwing them to people on boats now. Someone was like, hey, Tom, can I see the trophy? He's like, yeah, yeah, here, no problem. He's all drunk. And he throws it. And as he throws it, you see Brady almost like, oh, my God, what did I just do? Brady, he's all wasted. People are like, hey, Brett, Tom, don't stand so close to the edge of that boat. I thought Gronk was going to fall in the water a couple of times. Yeah, say what you will. The Bucs partied their ass off hard today, man. Hey, well, deservingly so. I party my ass off, and I'm never going to win a Super Bowl. So imagine if I won a Super Bowl. I'd be in Columbia right now. Tom Brady threw the damn trophy. I guarantee you Brady's going to be embarrassed tomorrow. He's going to be like, no, don't show me throwing that trophy. Like, Tom Brady loves that trophy. Dude's like throwing it like to a boat. Bunch of chicks on a boat. Hey, here you go. Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're going to go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. I got to tell you, we've said a lot of things about the state of Florida before, and most of them are true. It is basically like it's another planet in its own right. It's not a normal place, but I got to give them credit. They're open for business. They're having boat parties, strip clubs, Super Bowls, and everything else in between. And it looked like it was the party of the year today. It looked like a Girls Gone Wild video. Like, they're all on boats, a bunch of chicks in bikinis and Buccaneer players. Like, I swear, I thought Rob Gronkowski was going to start banging chicks on the deck. Like, you know, Gronk's, like, dancing. Gronk's dancing on the edge of the boat, too. No life jacket on, no nothing. Gronk's, like, shaking his ass, dancing around. And I'm thinking, man, what a life this guy has, huh? Like, just a couple of months ago, he's at WrestleMania. I'll join Brady in the Bucks. Yeah, why not? But yesterday, he was at Disney World in a lifesaver fight with a kid. Today, like, he's getting wasted on a boat. Tom Brady was blasted, could barely stand up. Threw the Vince Lombardi trophy. I thought it was going to hit the side of the boat. Like, the trophy barely made it. Like, and it wasn't like Brady, like, just tossed it 6 feet. That boat wasn't close, man. People are like, hey, can I get the trophy? Brady's like, yeah, sure. Brady heaves the trophy over. They barely caught it. It was a nice grab, man. That's not an easy trophy to grab either, Cam. Imagine Vince Lombardi trophy comes flying at you. I don't know if you saw the video, Cam, but Tom Brady's blasted today, buddy. He's blasted.
I saw the video. I saw the video, and I'll tell you something, Morenzi. You're absolutely correct. Like, people think it was a couple feet away. They don't see the distance in boats, right? And that trophy, you said it's got a huge head at the top with, like, a shaft, kind of like something on the male anatomy. It's not easy to catch there. You got to have, like, one hand under or whatever, right in the boat. And I got to say something. I got to say something off the top.
Buddy got his hands under it. Good call, Cam. Yeah. The dude that caught it, he was smart. And it was a Buccaneer player. He went low on it. You're right.
He got to go low.
Like, realizing, I got to scoop this thing. I'm not going to try to catch it with my hands.
No, you got to go low. And I got to be honest, Gabe, listen to that clip at the start of the show with Seinfeld. Like, I got to be honest with you. Like, I would never be friends with Jerry Seinfeld. That guy's such a buzzkill. Every time Kramer or anybody wanted to make money, he's like, oh, put it in the bank. You know what, Jerry? Shut up. Shut up, Jerry.
Yeah. Gonna go to the bank.
Yeah, the bank. Yeah. You see my fees? These guys own my house, like, through fees. I would have had my mortgage paid off 20 years ago. Like, honest That's to God, the bank? You'd make more money gambling.
How many times was Kramer vibing in a good mood? Let's go to the track. Let's go to the OTB. Let's go play golf. They always rained on his parade. He always went alone. No, exactly. Crazy? I'm not going to hit golf balls. I'm not going to the OTB. Yeah, you're right. Listen. Dude, that was the whole point, though. They're jerks. They're jerks. Yes. Elaine's all right, though. Elaine's all right.
She's not really. I got to be honest. Sometimes
she's high.
Sometimes, she. That's the thing. Like, you can't.
Nah, you're right. Yeah. Elaine in real life, she's nowhere. Like, she's high maintenance, but you're not that hot.
That's a good point.
The trade-off isn't like, you know, like Elaine thinks she's like Kate Middleton or something.
She'd be bust. Like, that's the thing. Like, imagine dating that chick. She'd be like, hey, Morenci, oh, you're going betting again. Oh, I see you at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Like, she'd be shaking you down, following you. I couldn't deal with that.
Neither. I do not believe that Julia Louis-Dreyfus is going out on a date with you or me. Wouldn't go well.
No, actually, good point.
She's filthy rich. She's like a 100 millionaire. She's the heiress to, like, I don't know what she's that. What is she the heiress to?
What, Julia the heiress? Louise. No, all I know is the not just Seinfeld. Think about the money she made in syndication, and then she did that other show. She was way before its time, before streaming, with that show like Veep, like the vice president and stuff. Yeah. Like, she Veep's makes like money hand over fist. Like, she's loaded.
Let's see. Personal loaded. Grandfather. She's a member of the Reserve of Calvary, French Resistance. Well, she's ultra rich, whatever business she grew up with all the money. But it's a good point. George wanted to go to the track and lay it down. Nothing wrong with that. And speaking of which, Cam, tonight, pretty successful night once again, although I know you've got to be a little bit frustrated betting against your Toronto Maple Leafs.
I'm an idiot.
Nice win for the Leafs. That's 2-0 against the Montreal Canadiens. I'll tell you what, it sets up a very big game Saturday. Canadiens lose again, then there's an issue. Right then it's like, ooh, Toronto's 3-0 against these guys. Saturday is the big one. Montreal play Edmonton tomorrow, then they play on Saturday again. So we were talking about Tom Brady getting wasted and throwing the trophy, yet Tuukka Rask wasn't wasted, yet dear God, like, I couldn't stop watching the video. So, if you guys don't know, at the end of the game tonight, it's a 2-2 game. The puck is at center ice, and Tuukka Rask leaves the net and skates to the Bruins bench. He basically got, like, all the way there. He skated to the Bruins bench, leaving the net empty, saying after the game, I thought we were losing 2-1. Now, Tuukka, I don't know if you know this, Tuukka, but that big giant-ass freaking scoreboard that's hanging over center ice at Madison Square Garden is a pretty big one. It says the score, bro. I don't know how you could be a goalie and not know that the game is tied. Like, I could get it if you're forward and it's like 8-1 and you're on the Ottawa Senators and it's like you're playing Edmonton. I don't know. Is it 7-2 or 6-1? I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't care. Like, I guarantee you, and I've said this before, a lot of players don't know the score. A lot of players don't know the score. But I'm amazed, or they don't care. You would figure they would look up, but they don't. And Tuukka Rask played the last 10 minutes of that game thinking they were losing, and then frantically skated to the bench thinking they needed an extra man. The Bruin players were like, bro, go back. He had a little grin on his face after. They ended up winning, because that's what Boston does. And then after the game, he was honest. He goes, I thought we were losing 2-1, Cam. It's amazing. Unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you something, Morenci, and you played net. A long time ago, a guy told me this, and it's very true. They go, your goaltender's either going to be an insane, like, nut job. He's going to be, like, the wildest man in the world. Or he's going to be an introvert. I think you and Tuukka Rask, I'm not going to say you, but like him, he's a different cat. I used to interview this guy all the time, and like his head was in space, man. Like, that's the thing. He's like one of the better goaltenders, but yeah, man, this guy's he's in a different planet. And I used to always say to my camera guy, I go, what's up with this guy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was just always like kind of.
He's probably thinking about science or something, Ken.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is.
He's playing, but he's probably thinking, you know what? I wonder about the atom, and I wonder if you'd like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all do it, like, our minds will drift, right? Like, but, you know, it's amazing to me that you're the goalie and you would leave the net. It's like, bro, you nearly cost the team the game.
Like, I wish he did.
The puck was at center ice. The puck was at center ice. It was like, dude, like, it was one of those deals, like, half the bench did not notice. Like, the Bruins bench, half the bench was looking the other direction. And then someone sort of noticed him, and then you see the video's great. Everyone on the Bruins, they start waving their sticks in the air. Go back, go back. They're yelling, go back, go back. And Rask, like, you know, oh, what did I do? Oh, no, what did I do? And he goes back, then he has a little grin. It's like, bro, it's not funny. And you're the one, you know what I mean? You're the one that couldn't play in the playoffs last year. Like, you're lucky. If they would have lost, that would have come up. I would have brought it up. I would have been, you're a flake, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
No, he is flaky. He's very flaky. The thing is, it's weird with the Bruins. They got, like, the best tandem in the league, almost. Like, I would say Fleury and Leonard in Vegas, but Halak and Rask, that is absolutely stellar. But I'll tell you something, Marinci, they're both nut jobs. I've interviewed them both. Like, these guys are, they're weird dudes. It works for them, though.
I love it.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Honesty, because I thought we were losing 2-1. Bring it.
Coming at you all day,
every day,
with more attitude than other lesser networks would deem appropriate. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look, we're not saying all the other sports talk networks are backwards, but we're pretty sure they all have a favorite Hee-Haw episode.
Get on the grid.
Yeehaw.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Wild night. Tom Brady's wasted right now. Tom Brady's wasted, and you know Tom's gonna have a vicious hangover, man. This guy doesn't drink a lot. Great tweet by our former colleague, and shout out to Michelle Serpico. Michelle tweeted the video of Tom Brady all wasted and said, "This is what happens when all you eat is kale." Not bad.
That's great.
Yeah, Mike Zard in Boston says, Tuukka Rask left Boston for a family emergency last year and then was playing golf the next day. That's the whole thing, too. Like, you just wonder, like, what? Like, I'd like to know, what was Rask thinking about? Like, you know, I'd like to ask him that. So what were you thinking about during the game anyways? Like, honestly, he'd never tell the media. They're not going to tell, I was thinking about banging Mariah Carey. But, like God knows, Cam. Like, these players, like I said, baseball players, they've told me, man, like, dude, you're standing out there for 3 hours. You start thinking about your house and stuff. You're like, man, I'm going to build another level on my garage. You know what I mean? Like, they start thinking about personal stuff out there. And, you know, if you're a goalie as well, your mind can drift, Ken. You're standing there alone for 2.5 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's why the whole point of the defenseman hitting your pads and everything and hitting you on the head is supposed to keep you engaged. Sometimes if you're a goalie, you can stand there for a while, right? And your mind, like a center fielder. Like, you know, Marshall Faulk told me that. Marshall Faulk, you know, great football player, obviously, Hall of Famer. But he was talking about, Marshall played baseball too. And he was talking about Kyler Murray before he made the decision. And he said, Kyler's going to play football. And he goes, trust me, baseball's boring. He said, you're standing out there, you're doing nothing, you just start daydreaming and stuff. And he goes, football, you got to run for your life. You're active. Like, just, it's a different mentality, right? And we see this. Thomas Bryant of the Wizards slam dunked on his own basket earlier this year. So we've got, this is our second blooper. Do we have Babano right now? Babano's bloopers? Babano.
Bano.
Hello, Babano.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I mean, no, I'm unlike Tom Brady, I'm sober as it gets right now.
All right, did you see, what about Tuukka Rask? Did you see him leave the net tonight? You know what, as somebody that had the under 5.5, I'm lucky, Cam. I'd be really angry if there would have been a goal and then another goal.
You're right.
If it would have been 3-2 and then 4-2 after that, I would have snapped. But we hit the under. We hit the under. And I'll tell you what. I was almost surprised, guys, that, and for people unaware, whatever, I'm around C-Series 6 at Channel 204, but Tuukka Rask, last year, Tuukka Rask is one of the best goalies in the league, but last year in the pandemic, he bolted on the Bruins, like at the last minute. He said, yeah, I'm not playing. I'm not going into this bubble. And the Bruins were Stanley Cup contenders. They lose their goalie, and he goes to Finland, he plays golf and whatever, he lives his life fine. I thought, personally, it's kind of something I would hold against him, Cam, to be honest, if I was the Bruins. Like, I wouldn't be in. Like, I would almost, like, be, I can't have this guy back. I can't trust him. He left us in the playoffs. You know what I mean? It was like, bro, we're going to be in the hub. We're only going to be here for 2 weeks, two months or whatever. Like, just shut up and deal with it. We just paid you all this money to play in the regular season as well, bro. Right? So, I left a bad taste in my mouth what he did to them. But I think they brought him back, Cam, just because he's so damn good. Correct. And anyone else, like if Malcolm Subban did that tonight, Cam, the guy would be in the AHL in the morning.
That's a good
right?
point.
But it's Tuukka Rask, so they're like, whatever. He's flaky. He's the flaky Finn, but man, can he stop a puck. He doesn't know what the score is. Probably doesn't even really want to be here, but man, is he good. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I'll tell you a story, Morency. When I was doing my journey to the Cup, I got to know a lot of teams, and I'll tell you, the Boston Bruins were the weirdest team. Like, you're in the room, they got some really interesting dudes on the team. Like, Khudobin was their backup. Me and him got along great. And I told you, my good friend Forbes, who I partied with in the Super Bowl, is a neighbor of Rich Peverly. Like, you know, who left because of the heart ailment and stuff like that. Like, this guy's crazy. He told me stories all the time. He goes over his place, and next thing you know, he's got, like, paintball equipment on. He starts peppering my buddy with paintballs. He doesn't even see it coming, right? These Bruins guys, Zdeno Chara, riding his bike to practice and stuff. Like, I did a lot of locker rooms, like when I was interviewing these guys. The Boston Bruins have some weird dudes, but that's why they're so damn good, man. And I'll tell you, like, you said it as a goalie, I always went up to my goalie, like when he didn't see rubber for a long time, you got to go have a conversation with him, slap the pads and say, hey man, stay in this thing. Because when you're dominating a game, a goalie can go in space. That's the thing. The best goalies are the guys who actually make saves when they get no rubber the whole game. That's the hardest thing to do when your team is dominating.
That's why
you know that.
That's why, guys, you'll see, for people tuning in, if you're wondering, just you'll see a goalie sometimes, like when there's a stoppage and play and stuff, he'll sort of go for a little skate. You know what I mean? He'll go around the net. He'll sort of just go, because basically he hasn't done anything in a couple of minutes, right? So it's like, all right, like goalies want shots. I used to get pissed off, actually. I used to tell players, too, Cap, I'd say, let him shoot, man. Just get a couple of shots for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's the worst thing that can happen. You don't face a shot for the first 12 minutes. They talk about it with quarterbacks, too. They like to get hit. You get hit on the first play, you get out of the way, right? Because you're apprehensive. It's like, all right, I just got smoke. Now I'm good. Let's go. And you sort of pick it up. So only two games in the NHL tonight. I lose with the Montreal Canadiens. I hit with the under 5.5. How did you do, Babana, with the two games tonight?
Not good, but just two games, so I'm not going to go crazy about it. I'll say this about Tuukka Rask with the Bruins. Him doing what he did tonight is kind of like the outfielder in baseball. When he catches a fly ball and he thinks it's three outs, it's only two outs, and he starts jogging to the dugout. You know, when you're a player in that kind of spot, all it is just be locked in, be focused on what's going on, and remember what the score is, remember how many outs there are, you know, in a baseball game, whatever the case may be. And you got to wonder now with Tuukka Rask, there's been a lot of things that have been going on with him. He had the personal issues in the bubble last year. You know, he's had this little incident tonight, I guess you could say. He's playing well, but he's Tuukka Rask. You're absolutely right. They're going to let him. They're going to let it slide with the Boston Bruins. He's won the Stanley Cups. They've been he's been a great goalie for them all these years. It's Tuukka Rask. He's done. He's been a great goalie for them. They're not going to, you know, rake him over the coals for something like this. They're just not going to do it.
Oh, no, they're going to get a good laugh out of it. They're going to play jokes about this for the next couple of days on him. And it is what it is. A couple of times a year, players, it happens. Players don't know how many out there are. They don't know the score. But I tell you, though, a lot of players, though, guys, it's a job, right? So they're at work. They're not playing in a game. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a football player, if he does his job, some players don't care if they won or lost. It's like, whatever, man, look at the tape. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm getting paid, and I won't get blamed, and I'll get another job. Like, it's a job, right? So, like, Rask, is Rask playing to win the game, or is Rask playing to stop a puck? Right? That's the thing. Rask is stopping pucks. He doesn't know what the score is. He doesn't care. It's like, I get paid to stop the puck, whatever the score is. But it's just a little momentary lapse. They'll, you know, if they would have lost on the spot, that would be a bigger story.
Well, his quote was, he said, I honestly thought we were down 2-1. I was waiting for coach to wave me over there. I'm thinking, why the heck is he not doing that? There's like a minute and a half left. Well, it's because it was 2-2, not 2-1.
Yeah, but I don't.
And you know what? To your point, Morenci, you could say, oh, it's easy for the goalie to find out what the score is. He should know. He can look up at the scoreboard. In all these arenas today, the score is plastered everywhere now in all of these arenas, but the goalies aren't wired that way. The goalies are wired to just focus on the puck, focus on the play, don't look around, don't stare into space, and sometimes that's why a goalie may not pay attention to the scoreboard or look there regarding the score during the game.
You had a mental...
Know what it is? Bottom line is this, and I've seen like every Tuukka Rask game that he's ever played, he can be the best goalie in the world, but he also has mind lapses, exactly what happened tonight. He lets in the crappiest goals once in a while. When you're on Boston that night, that's the only time they lose. But he also makes saves that'll absolutely blow your mind. And he does more of that than has lapses. But I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, he's a fantastic goalie. And it's just, hey, you know, Morenci, you're a different cat. Goalies are different cats, man. They're in their own little, like, who wants to stop pucks at 100 miles an hour? Hey, I'm having fun. Like, you have to have a different mindset to be a goalie to begin with.
Goalies are like drummers. It's like bands. Drummers are always the weird one in a band. The drummer is the eccentric one in a band. So, wild night tonight in the NBA. Remember, Cam, we talked about it, and I said, man, I don't like laying. I don't ever really lay 9.5 points in NBA games, but Denver are going to murder these guys. And boy, did they ever. 133-95. We hit the over, but Will Barton didn't have a single assist. I don't know how that's possible. He had 16 freaking points, but zero assists. They score 133 points. The guys have one assist. I don't know how that's possible. But nevertheless, so we split there. But big, big blowout there. But high-scoring games and a wild one, Cam. But listen, what did you have the Atlanta Hawks at? Because they only lost by one. And remember, I took them on the money line. What did you have them? Did you have them plus 1.5
plus,
or 2 or something?
Plus 4.5 before when we got in that game there. I know, I'll tell you, Morenci, our basketball picks this week have been on point. Like, they've been really on point. I had Brooklyn tonight. I think Babana was on Brooklyn tonight, too. They got it done. It's been a great night in the NBA for the most part. If I didn't bet on the Montreal Canadiens against my own team, I'd be, like, really swimming in it. But, hey, you know, Morenci. And I'll tell you another thing, though. The Leafs, I don't know how these guys are doing it. They get outplayed every game, and they win. They have spurts of, like, 20 seconds where they score 2 goals. This is back-to-back games now.
A late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage, friggin'.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
Eight technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra Value Meals are back.
That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news you can use. You listen,
you learn.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Mo. Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Late-night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're kicking it with original redhead Cam Stork, Ian Cameron, Babano kicking it with us. Earl Skakel will step up and in a little bit later on with us in the late night hours here, Sirius XM Channel 204. All right, let's go to Pebble Beach right now. Let's get into some golf. It is not the flashiest field. Normally, Pebble Beach is very, very star-laden. So what's the deal, Cam? No celebrities this year at all? Nope. So it's just there's no celebrity pro-am. It's just the pros, so... I know you said no Bill Murray going crazy and stuff like that, but they shut it all down. There's no Kenny G, no Ray Romano, no Bill Murray, none of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that's what I said. They're shutting it down, but I don't know what's going to happen. Like, are they going to bring these guys out for something? And it's just weird, Gabe.
They've been doing this. The video link.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Would be here today.
Exactly. Hey, like everybody loves Romano, right?
Can you do an impression? Hey guys. Good to be here, guys. I can't.
Yeah, I'll tell you something though. The Bill Murray, I respect him, like the movies and stuff. But that act at the Pebble Beach, it's got to go. Like I've had enough. I've had enough of a lot of these celebrities, Morenci. But I will say this: Dustin Johnson. I was really looking forward to see how he'd play after winning in overseas. And I don't know what's going on with this guy. Like, is it good sex? Is it what? Like Wayner and him. Like it's hugs around the campfire. This guy goes to the Middle East and wins a tournament, not even on the European tour, and he's amazing. Like he has become this golfer. Remember when people were like, hey, Dustin Johnson, this guy sucks. Like, he's never going to do anything. He's choked a few times, but let me tell you, man, recently he's just been delivering, and he's got this killer instinct now. I think the Wayner said, hey, Dustin, you're the best, so, like, start crushing people, and he's doing that right now. But this tournament, yeah, you know, you look at it, it's like Patrick Cantlay's the favorite at plus 750, and it's not really, you know, the field that we'd have, but I see some good ways to attack with some good golfers with decent numbers. And Gabe, a guy that I really like, we're going to start with Francesco Molinari at 23-1, and people are like, you know, he guy hasn't been back to Italy, he's had some family stuff, he was really, I think, depressed and lonely, but he seems every week to be getting better. At 23-1, he's my guy. Max Homa, California kid, 31 on FanDuel. He looks really good. Here's one, a blast for our boy. You talked about this on the show today that made me really happy. Kevin Streelman. Perfect type of guy for this course. Streelman, a Duke alum. The thing about Streelman is he's always there, and this course isn't too long, and that's perfect for him. He's a great ball striker, and he can putt. The one thing about the Poana greens, it's very difficult. They get a lot of spike marks in it. And that's why, Gabe, I can't believe I'm doing this. You're actually going to be shocked. Ricky Fowler at 48-1. This is a good spot for him with all the stars not around. And you're getting a huge number because he hasn't been that good. And his putting's been a problem. But his ball striking and everything else has been great. At 48-1, I got to take a shot. Matthew Neesmith is an up-and-comer people don't know about at 65-1. And I had a little conversation with Mayo and texting. And I talked about a couple bombs at Bronson Burgoon. And Nate Lashley. We both like Nate Lashley at 180-1 on FanDuel. These numbers are fantastic. And if you look in the past, guys who have won, small ball hitters, Ted Potter Jr., that's Hainser's doppelganger, all these guys, you don't need to hit it big here. The course is barely over 7,000 yards. It's about precision.
Cam Stewart, kick it with us. So Patrick Cantlay is the favorite, plus 750. Daniel Berger, plus 1,400. Will Zalatoris, 17-1. Paul Casey, 18-1. Jason Day, 21-1. Molinari, who Cam mentioned, 23-1. Jordan Spieth, who came on last week, surprisingly, is 23-1 here. Max Homa, 31. Tringali is 34-1. I'll tell you, Cam, a player that catches my eye here, Paul Casey at 18-1. That'll be my pick to win. Paul Casey.
It's an excellent pick.
18-1 to win. And talking about finishing position, I love Streelman to be top 20.
So do
loving
I.
Loving Streelman. Let's see what we can get. What is Streelman? It's plus 115.
It's amazing.
How about this? So Will Zalatoris, top 20, minus 115. Good number. Kevin Streelman, top 20, plus 115. Good number. Paul Casey, top 20, minus 130. Cantlay, minus 260. Can't do that.
Nope.
What about Berger? Minus 140, top 20.
I like it.
Berger this week, too. It's a fair number. Sam Burns, top 20, plus 145.
Here's the thing, Gabe. Berger, don't be surprised if he wins. The only reason he's not in my six-pack is because of the odds. This is what we have to do with this tournament. Live betting golf is the way to go, right? And you're not going to get a good number with Cantlay at plus 750. So know what you do? You look at it, makes the cut over the weekend, five or six shots back. You'll get him at 17 or 18-1. That's when you hammer it. All these guys came out of nowhere. Look at Brooks Koepka last week. He could have been live at like 60 or 70-1. He chipped in for Eagle, won that golf tournament. And that's what you do with golf. You don't have, if a guy's under like 12-1, the best way to attack it is live. And as we said before, Morenci, Xander Shifley's close, but he didn't win. He's not in this tournament this week. And I love your Paul Casey pick. Paul Casey's already won once on the European Tour. He finished pretty good in Saudi Arabia. The thing is, he is a perfect game for this course. I know I was talking to Geoff and Mayo about this, but we were hoping to get like a 25 or 26 on Casey, but the books are smart. That's why you're getting a lower number, but he should be there in the end.
Just a quick Dodgers note. The Dodgers and Walker Buehler have agreed on a two-year, $8 million deal to avoid arbitration per Ken Rosenthal. Buehler qualified as a Super 2 player, so this contract covers two of his four arbitration years. Just a quick update as far as some late baseball news is concerned in the late night hours. Babano, you playing any Pebble Beach action, any props, or are you all about the hockey tomorrow?
No, I've got some golf from a couple. Actually, I'll have a lot of long shots in this tournament. It's supposed to be rainy and windy, it looks like, at Pebble Beach this weekend. Not the greatest weather, so we'll see how that plays into it. But Andrew Putnam is one that's a bit of a longer shot, 100-1. Cam mentioned Lashley, yes. That's the really good odds there. Scott Stallings, Troy Merritt, Sung Kang, I mean, at 350-1. So there is a couple that I've been told that at a tournament like this, we've had some guys come out of nowhere to win this event in the past. And based on a lot of different things, there's some longer shots to look at.
You know, what's interesting, guys, Kevin Streelman, I don't have to tell you this, Kev, but the guy was actually the runner up here last year.
Exactly.
So he plays well here. I see that he's been in the top 15 from in the field from tee to green in the last 6 months as well. Striking the ball very well right now, Cam, Kevin Streelman. I really like in this top 20 pick. And I don't know, I'm thinking maybe even I'm going to inch up and a little sprinkle on him to win. A little sprinkle top 10 as well.
I agree. Here's the thing. This tournament, as Babano brought up a lot of good points there, and Babano, I like a few of those guys too. That's the thing. Remember this. Canadian Nick Taylor won this tournament. University of Washington Husky. You know, he was right there. That's the thing. You don't find this tournament, you don't have to be like one of those 12 to 1 guys. Ted Potter Jr., Hainser's lookalike, won this tournament at 250-1 before. So don't be surprised if you see a guy like Matt Neesmith at 65-1 or Lashley or one of these turkeys like Scott Stallings. That's the thing about it. When it's a short course, it brings everybody into it. And this is the way golf should be. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, we got to make the courses longer. No, you don't. You have to make them shorter, and you may have to make the rough about like 5 inches taller. So all those guys who actually know how to play, they can get it around. And the Bryson DeChambeau's of the world actually can't get out of the rough. Hit it straight, bro. I know you want to hit it 325 yards, but that's the problem with golf. I think they should go shorter rather than longer.
Just get it on the longer. Fairway, bro. Just get it on the fairway. Thing. I agree,
and Streelman, Streelman's one of those guys, Gabe. He plays that game. Fairway to green, fairway to green. If his putting's good this week, he'll be right there on Sunday.
What about Ricky Fowler?
I love Fowler this week. Love him.
Ricky, you know, Ricky hasn't qualified for the Masters yet. And
not yet.
You know what's amazing, actually, guys? It's sneaking up on us. The Masters is now just officially 2 months away, 8 weeks from now. We have our second Masters. We just had one recently, of course, the Dustin Johnson one. So Ricky Fowler comes into this tournament. You know, he doesn't win off in camp, but is this the type of tournament that he can sneak up on people and potentially
yes.
win? 48-1 Fowler. He used to always be 17-1 and 13-1. Now he's
that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Ricky Fowler is now value. He's 48-1 in a weakened field with the tournament favorite being Patrick Cantlay. Fowler, what does he do? He can drive the ball. He can hit his irons. It's actually crazy. His game has gone backwards. He used to be the best putter. Now he's doing all the other things right, and he can't putt. But the great news is, on Poana greens, there's a lot of spike marks and stuff like that. It kind of equalizes putting. Fowler is a wicked pick at 48-1 and a top 20 for sure, Gabe. He makes the card. You're never going to get a price like that again. And remember, Brooks Koepka won at 45 or whatever last week because he lost his game. I think that's going to inspire Fowler to figure it out.
The golf guy, I got Ricky Fowler, top 20. Yeah, so he's right there with you, plus 175. Ricky Fowler, top 20. There's three not-so-long shots I missed that he likes. He likes Tringale. 40-1, Cameron. How could I not like that? Brian Harman, 45-1, and Alex Norman, 50-1.
No, I like your golf guys. Got some good picks there. I like them.
quite a long sheet, Babano, you have there.
Yeah,
a it's lot of golfers.
Yeah.
Was that 12?
Yeah, Babano's golf guys got long arms, Gabe. You're right. That we're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Cam gives out six and he gets called out. Oh, yeah, Cam's got golf picks. Yeah, he only gets six.
When he sends the emails to me, he also says, make sure you bet the each way. You know, so that if you get a top five out of one of these guys, you get something.
It's
a good point, Gabe.
If we name 20 guys that are 80-1 and one of them wins, is it a great pick? Sounds like there's just every, like Babano just named off everyone that's 70-1.
Thank you for defending me, Morenci. I remember I had a guy say that to me. He's like, hey, Cam, you know, you hit a winner at 60-1, but you had six guys. I'm like, yeah. I had six guys in a tournament of 156 guys. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's the thing about golf. You could spread it around. Top 20s are going to be good, and you're going to get great guys this week, like at Fowler, way huge plus money. All those guys, Streelman at plus money, Gabe. That's the way to attack it this week, but I would advise you, Morenci, sprinkle a little bit on Streelman. I think you'll be there.
Did you say, Babano, you got matchups as well in the chaos? Did I miss that, or am I dreaming? Did you say you had golf matchups?
No, I don't have any matchups. But Cam's right. Like, you can have a bunch of golfers, but sprinkle small units, sprinkle small amounts. Don't take out mortgage payments and put it on a golf tournament. That's where you get into trouble.
All right, so let's just go through the top 20s, because I think this is some money to be made. Daniel Berger, yes, top 20.
Yes.
Yes. Paul Casey, top 20, yes, minus 130.
I have no problem.
Will Zalatoris, minus 115.
Yes.
Top 20.
Yep.
Molinari, top 20, plus 105.
Mm-hmm.
Spieth, no, I'm not messing with Spieth.
He's going to, hey, here's the thing. Everyone wants to jump on Jordan Spieth after his little hero move last week. The guy can't drive the damn golf ball. If he wins the tournament, fine, but I'm done with Spieth. Nope, pass.
Streelman, plus 150.
Everybody's talking about him, guys. Everybody's talking about that guy. Zalatoris. They all think he's going to be a big
help me, Zalatoris. Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Babana. Sam Burns, Mr. Burns.
Here's the thing about Sam Burns, Gabe.
Yes, top 20.
He's a Thursday and Friday warrior, and Sundays don't go well for Sam Burns. Unlike Monty Burns, he doesn't have money on Sundays. He always collapses.
There's a little homicide for y'all.
I like Scorched the riff.
Scorched Earth, name of the song. All right, we'll wrap up with the Rage and Reddit. Can't do it on the other side. More with the battle, more rage.
We do this 24 hours a day, working hard to bring you the news you can use.
Get on the grid.
We
are the Sports Grid.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Believe it or not, you can listen too much to us. Get to know your family again. Did you know your wife cries herself to sleep every night?
That's what she told us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Big bit of warning, level one. Late night cricket action. Bangladesh and the West Indies going at it. Think Michigan and Ohio State are a rivalry. You ain't ever seen Bangladesh in the West Indies. These guys got bats too. Big bats, cricket bats. Cricket's hardcore. These guys are real men. They don't need gloves. Not like baseball players, bunch of wusses, seven inning games, and gloves. In my day, we didn't use gloves. We liked it. Raging Redhead Cam Stewart with us for a couple of more minutes. So, Cam, for people just joining us right now, can't win, huh, Cam? Can't win. I defend you. I say, no, Cam's been very disciplined. Four packs, six packs. There's been tournaments where you've only had four packs as of late. And here's Big Will taking a shot. Cam's six packs have turned into 24 tall boy packs before.
Ooh.
Not true. Cam doesn't bet on 24 guys. He bets on the same six guys 24 times.
Thank you, Morency. That's accurate. I love Big Will, too. Hey, Big Will, don't worry about it. We're going to be okay. And if you've taken the recent results, we actually could have had Brooks Koepka live in that tournament, but all my money was tied up in the Super Bowl. But listen, man, you're right, Morency. Like, I used to do it more, but live betting is great for golf, too, especially for those favorites that are, like, you know, 8, 10, 12. Look at them over the weekend when you get a good number. Like, Brooks Koepka live at one point was probably, I think it was about 65 or 70 to 1 when he won. So save some of your cookies and do it over the weekend. And you don't need to take Cantlay at plus 750 if you can get him live.
Is that the buy sign for Brooks Koepka, Cam? Is he back now after that win last week?
A little bit, but, you know, now his odds are going to be crap again. You're not going to get 40 to 1. You're going to get 17 to 1 again. So I back off.
Give us, for people joining us right now, Cam's going to be checking out. We got 30 seconds. Your six-pack, Cam.
Okay, Big Will, this one's for you. Francesco Molinari. Yeah, I'll have some pizza. Let's go. Italian style. 23 to 1. Max Homa, California kid. Let's get it done. Kevin Streelman. 37 to 1. Ricky Fowler. Too many commercials. Get it done this week. 48 to 1. Matthew Neesmith, 65. And Nate Lashley, 180 to 1.
What do you got? West Indies or Bangladesh?
Bangladesh.
Let it be done.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.